he has an interesting story. He opened, his open week was the week before COVID lockdown. Gareth, are you with us? Just unmute yourself, you are.
I'm here. How can you not see my beautiful face?
Dude, there's a lot of people in front of me here. First of all, everyone give Gareth a wave. Give Gareth a wave if you've got a screen there. Awesome. So let me tell you a bit about Gareth. Guys, Gareth...
Not that thing. Don't tell them that.
No, I won't tell them that. Gareth worked as an associate in my business for many, many years, and now has opened his own practice. He has an interesting story. He opened... His open week was the week before COVID lockdown. He had been open for 1 week and then he got shut down. He had over 100 new patients in his schedule. He implemented a lot of the strategies we taught him and he was absolutely rocking. But then he got rocked by this thing. So Gareth, tell us a little bit about your reopening. I know we've spoken specifically about sales. Yeah, some of the things that you implemented. How did it help you? And what did you do in the business?
Well, obviously for me, it's slightly different for me in the first place, mainly because obviously, although we had a list of people and new patients that we'd already had booked in, they weren't under care yet. We only had 3 people under care by the time that first week had finished. So obviously when we got shut down, and I'd obviously spoken to Ryan and gone through with a few other things and a few other people, just decided to really concentrate on the people that we had, which is like, again, like 3-4 people, make sure we put a lot of love into them, make sure they got the support and that they knew that we're all fine and safe as a business. There's one particular report on, I think, the Friday before we shut down and said, well, I won't commit now because I'm unsure that you'll still be here as a practice. That's a pretty like sobering moment at that time. He's now back in under care now, which is great. And I kind of wanted to be like, yeah, I showed you, we'd be fine. But the main things that we did was just keep in touch. So we kept in touch with patients. And although obviously we didn't have that strong relationship, I got a CRM and that I found that the hardest thing to do. I'm really untechnical and got a CRM, went and just sent emails at least twice a week to people, just keeping in touch with them as much as possible. But then when we went back, I just got both of my CAs to call as much as they could. They spent pretty much all day for the 1 week, like on the phone, phoning everybody they could. And we're still doing that because we've got lots of people who are not back in. But I did the numbers for the month just gone in May, of which we were only open 3 weeks, and we took £17,500 in those 3 weeks.
Now, can you imagine, guys? This is where I say cash is king, okay? First of all, you first opened the practice, first time in your entire life. You just understand the process of generating leads and then the process of helping people come and join you and being able to do the thing we just spoke about today. And you've never done business and you've gone from there to $17,000 and you're certainly not doing that in actually services, but you're able to have cash in advance. How many think that's pretty cool? Yes? Pretty cool. And so Gareth, like, what do you think, what is your big tip then? I mean, I know, you know, when it comes to helping someone, it's a big conversation and you've got like only a few minutes. And I know that Gareth and myself, if you join me on the sales and conversion bootcamp, you will see Gareth a lot on that because what he does is pretty phenomenal in his practice. And one of the things that you've done really, really well is fully understanding how important the day one and day two is. And if there's one tip you gave everyone right now, what would it be?
Be empathetic on your initial assessment and make sure this is going to be 2 tips. But dial in and find out why they are there and ramp, as you said already, ramp the emotion up. You have to be able to link the problems they have to the emotional reason why they're there with you and then be able to understand and put chiropractic in there to understand about how it can help them reach that. And you have to obviously ethically be able to do that, but let's be honest, like, there are not many people who you can't really. So yeah, that's been absolutely huge. And
why do you think we struggle so much with it though? Like, I mean, as a profession, like it feels almost uncomfortable. Like think about this now. It almost feels uncomfortable to talk about it in this setting. almost, and it's like kind of part of the problem. And why do you think we almost struggle to go there?
I think it's ego. I think we want to be like the, I find myself triggered by it lots, especially on social media, but yes. More thinking about like looking at, oh, well, what are they doing? What are they doing here? Like talking about our peers. But rather than just for that time being present with that individual and being like, look, I know an ego doesn't mean that you can't think you're good at what you do. Like that's super important. You need to be able to know yourself and know that you're a good practitioner. You're good at what you do. You know what your skill set is, yeah. But also making sure that you can understand from that person and be there for them and understand what they need. And I mean, I had a patient today. She quite clearly couldn't afford care. Like talking about how she's in debt and everything like this all the way through. And I would love this to be a story about how she like signed up for a middle number plan, but she didn't. But I wasn't going to change my recommendations or change my price plan to suit her, because she will be one of those who would come a couple of times and I'd be left feeling awful. But in that time, we'll follow up with her relentlessly. And it might be, she told me to take her 5 years out of debt. As soon as she's out of debt, she'll be coming to us. That's the way that I see it. Cool. Because of that connection that we made in that time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really think that, that one of the biggest mistakes we make in any small business, but we are just the worst at it. Especially a mom and pop industry is really investing in the follow-up and seeing any value in it. But if I show you that one stat, if it's a proven fact that 80% of sales happen after 7 to 21 touches, and we just throw away leads and opportunities because we had one opportunity with them. You know, most of the time it happens because people don't create enough content. But that's freaking awesome, dude. Listen, I just want to say that I'm so impressed with what you've done to open you. I mean, imagine being able to script, look back and go, I opened a practice a week before the biggest economic shock this planet's ever seen.
The book is going to be good. Maybe
the book is going to be
good. And then play me in a movie. We'll see.
And then having the skill set to be able to maneuver your way out of that from a cash flow perspective. Because I would say that you would be more cash rich from the business than 90% of people who've been in practice for 20 years. Why? Because you can generate, and cash is still king specifically at this time in everything. So, dude, that's freaking awesome. Listen, guys, please give Gareth a virtual round of applause. Hey guys, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe, hit the like button, and share the video or leave a comment. It really means a lot to me. Also, if you haven't subscribed, my statistics show that over 70% of you that watch my videos aren't subscribed. Hit the subscribe button. You do not want to miss the practice growth strategies I'm going to be teaching over the next couple of months. See you on the other side.